I was at church the other week and I was chatting to someone, and he was a blokish sort of a bloke, if you know what I mean. And he said to me, what is it with worship leaders? Why do they come up with these songs that make me feel so uncomfortable? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I can't just stand there, close my eyes and sing how much I love, I just so love, oh, I love you, Jesus. I can't sing a love song to a bloke. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
What do you make about that? And do you feel that he's got a point?
I think he does have a point. And I'm definitely revisiting a couple of things I've written before and thinking, I don't know, that's probably easier for women to sing than men. And because in the church, you know, we can sometimes be a little bit more... Some people say the church has been under-fathered and over-mothered. And it's an interesting point that, you know, like you say, a blokey bloke coming in, is he going to connect with what's going on? And, you know, some of this kind of romantic imagery used in worship. The more and more I think about it, and the more I study scripture, I think, I'm not sure about some of this. And so I'm on a learning curve. I don't have all the answers. I feel like, I feel like a word like beautiful. You say, as a lovely song I used to love, isn't he beautiful? And I still love it. I grew up on this song. It's a Vineyard song. And it really affected a lot of change in my life. But I revisit it now, and I think in the Bible, you don't really have people coming up to Jesus saying, you're beautiful. Mm. And you don't, even in Revelation, before it's thrown, that's not the words they're using. But, and I thought, well, actually, the writer of this song, Isn't He Beautiful, is trying to talk about the splendor, the radiance, the brightness, perhaps, of God. But we're using the word beautiful, but the word beautiful in our language has a lot of other connotations. It's really... mainly romantic imagery. So I would say this is beautiful news on my own new album, because I wouldn't too often use the word you are beautiful, God. I mean, there are places, you know, the Psalms, you know, Psalms talks of seeing the beauty of the Lord. What I'm just trying to say is that we need to make sure things are watertight scripturally, and also that culturally they mean what we think they mean. Because like you say, I might say that word, but actually has a whole different baggage for your blokey bloke who's coming into church. And like I say, I don't have all the answers. I'm not writing off that song. I write off some of my own songs before. I mean, let me give you an example. Let My Words Be Few. If I'm totally honest, I regret a little bit ending the song with the line, I'm so in love with you. And the reason is, I know what I mean by that, but... if you put a song out there, then other people might think, actually, that just sounds a bit weird, romantic, kind of. That's not what was in my heart. Maybe I should have said, I'm so in awe of you, or, you know, it's a learning process. And I don't know if I'm being too candid, but I only am because I want us to learn as a church.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.